WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic, Francis Davis, has a review of the new album by Sphere. This jazz quartet has been closely identified with the music of Thelonious Monk, but Francis says that with this new album, Four for All, Sphere has found its own voice.
That's a Thelonious Monk composition he originally recorded as Worry Later, before he renamed it San Francisco Holiday. The version you're hearing is by Sphere, a quartet featuring tenor saxophonist Charlie Rouse, pianist Kenny Barron, bassist Buster Williams, and drummer Ben Riley. It's from Four for All, their new release on Verve Records. 4 years ago, Sphere debuted with an album that included nothing but Monk compositions. The band named itself after him. His full name was Thelonious Sphere Monk. Two members of the group, Charlie Rouse and Ben Riley, were former Monk sidemen. Rouse in particular was closely identified with Monk as a result of his long stay in Monk's quartet from 1959 to 1970. Their album was titled 4-in-1 after a Monk composition they played on it. It was both conservative and rash, loyal to Monk's material, but sovereign enough to avoid comparison to Monk's own interpretations. In retrospect, the album's one drawback was that it misrepresented Sphere as a Thelonious Monk ghost band, an image that's been difficult for Sphere to shake. Sphere intended its first album as an homage to Monk, not as a memorial to him. When the group's members gathered in the studio to record the album at 10 o'clock in the morning on February 17, 1982, they were unaware that Monk had died 2 hours earlier. They never intended to devote themselves exclusively to Monk. They merely intended to record some of his trickier pieces, the pieces that the jazz rank and file had long shied away from. On each of Sphere's subsequent albums, including the brand new Four for All, the band members' original compositions and arrangements of pop standards have outnumbered the items by Monk. From Four for All, this is Kenny Barron's composition, Lunacy. Thank you. Lunacy from Four for All, the new release by Sphere. On face value, Four for All is a delightful album, but it's significant that the album's most delightful track is its one Thelonious Monk composition. The original compositions by band members Charlie Rouse, Kenny Barron, and Buster Williams are makeshift by comparison. This is not a problem unique to Sphere, and for listeners for whom improvised solos are all that really count, it might not be a problem at all. Fortunately, in this case, the improvised solos are outstanding, especially Charlie Rouse's. It's ironic that Rouse's membership in Sphere is gaining him recognition that eluded him during his years with Thelonious Monk. Maybe Rouse was underrated because he followed Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, and Johnny Griffin as the tenor saxophonist in Monk's quartet, pretty big shoes to fill. Or maybe it was that he immersed himself so deeply in Monk's music that it was impossible for some listeners to think of him as a commanding improviser in his own right. Or maybe it was just that Rouse's vitality and humor seemed lightweight in a period that favored John Coltrane's earnest solemnity. But finally, the most compelling explanation is that Rouse is one of those soloists who improve with age. He makes Sphere a joy to listen to, despite my misgivings about their repertoire.
Francis Davis is the author of In the Moment, Jazz in the 1980s. He also writes for The Atlantic and the Philadelphia Inquirer. Francis reviewed Four for All, the new album by Sphere.